I will be podcasting for these fools.
Good evening, ghouls and gals. I forgot how that goes. Anyways, hello everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We're back. Took a week off. We can do that. It's our right as Americans.
Yes.
And he's Canadian, so I guess that's his right too. But yeah, we're back. Whoa, don't try to steal this.
Yeah, don't eat that.
Last week, you may have been like, where were Josh and Nelson? And maybe Izzo? Izzo was out of town for Easter.
Oh, was he?
Yes, he was. We were at AwesomeCon all weekend, and we kept saying we were going to film the podcast when we got home. When we got home, it was basically like, stop off, get dinner, and go to bed.
Yeah, pretty much. Basically, make a room in the pile, and then go to sleep.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what it was. So we never actually did a podcast. But we're here this week, filming on a Saturday instead of a Friday. Because we got lazy last night. We're old. We can be lazy.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just can't help it.
Yeah.
It just happens.
And I'm not doing the talk show thing with that coffee mug and drinking water. This is coffee because I am still exhausted.
But they are all David Bowie on that mug.
They are. Yeah. Busy day today, though, because
yeah.
Freaking painted the basement, put up new kitchen cabinets. Yeah, I'm a handyman, ladies. Wink.
He also likes doing adult shit.
Yeah, I know. And I also bought Voltron today, as I'm looking at it off camera.
He had to balance it. He had to balance the adult.
You've seen the yellow lion, though. It's the throwback 84 Voltron set. So I gotta find the yellow lion.
That freaking Voltron's gonna be gigantic.
It is. Just the black lion.
I'm looking at this thing, man. Holy shit.
I'm full of James Williams and go off camera.
Look at that massive thing.
No!
Dog, do not try to steal my cookie. You thief.
This dog just wants to die, apparently.
Yeah, so I got red, black, blue, green, missing yellow. I have to go somewhere after the podcast, so I'm going to check at a Target near where I have to go. See if they've got it. So if you can find them, Target's got them on clearance in the stores. Not online yet, but in the stores. The black line was 15, and the other lines were 9.
Debating whether or not I'm going to go out and get them for myself after we're done. Oh, I gotta stop.
Also, if you do, check Walmart for the yellow line. Because they carry those too.
Oh, that's right, they do.
But yeah, so AwesomeCon was indeed awesome. I don't know if it's in frame, but above my head there, we got a photo with the New Day.
I don't think it's in frame, but it is an awesome photo.
It is. It's a great photo. I'm probably going to use it as the thumbnail.
That's fine by me.
We also got to obviously meet the New Day. They were super cool. My son, who was so excited to meet them, Sean, he got super nervous when we went through the curtain.
He froze.
Yeah. And Big E.
You left Big E hanging.
Yeah, it was great. Big E was trying to give him 5 and he was too afraid, so Kofi gave Big E 5. But
I got you.
Big E and Kofi and Woods got Sean all excited, and the picture's kind of goofy and fun. And it's so funny. Those of you who watch this podcast who are not parents yet and will one day become parents, when your kid meets somebody that gets them all excited, even if you're excited to meet them too, you don't get to take the moment in of meeting that person. You're too busy watching your child have a moment.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like, all I remember from that picture, because I wasn't looking at the New Day for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at Sean look at the New
Day. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was like when we went to the New Year's Raw that we didn't know was a New Year's Raw, and he got to
meet John Cena.
I was more excited for him meeting John Cena than he was.
Yeah,
and
Sean was like 4, so I'm holding him up by the barricade, and John Cena just gives him this big hug.
It almost steals him.
Yeah, like lifted around my hands. And
it was a wedding gift for Nikki.
Yeah, obviously I couldn't take the picture. I thought Nelson would have, and Nelson's like, sorry, I was just fanboying out. I couldn't help myself.
Yeah, I'm like, granted, he's not my kid, but I'm like his Uncle Jesse.
I think you're Uncle Joey.
I'm a mix between Uncle Jesse and Joey.
Yeah.
More Joey than Jesse, I will admit that.
I would say Izzo is more Jesse than Joey.
Yeah, but he don't live here.
No, he doesn't. That's true.
Yeah.
When Keenan moves in after after apparently Jody's prediction of her and Kevin being demise and me and Keenan are co-godfathers of Maddie. Keenan will move in, and then it'll be like
I like the way you talk about Kevin's demise, like he's just going to burst into flames one day.
That was the way Jody was saying it.
Was it really?
Yeah, I didn't come up with the scenario. She did.
He's just going to burst into flames, yeah. Not do something stupid. Mm. It might cause the bursting into flames. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
We always said Kevin's death, his last words would be, hold my beer, so...
Yeah, but you also promised him a Viking funeral, so... Except you gotta push his pickup truck into a lake.
I'll go to jail for that, but I'll do it for him.
I'll just be sitting there with a flaming arrow. Can I shoot this now?
What we do is, so we don't go to jail, we get a big enough boat, we go out to international waters, then we do it. Because then we can't go to jail. We just have to worry about pirates. But we'll be Vikings, so it'll be Vikings versus pirates. That will be fun. That'll be a day long remembered.
You just described freaking...
First it's seeing the end of Kenobi, soon the rebellion.
Jeez.
But no, Awesome Con was pretty cool. And then we got to meet Christian the next day. We thought he was going to be there the whole weekend, but he was only there on Saturday.
Yeah, the website screwed up.
Saturday was the day we cosplayed, so...
Yeah, I can never get a freaking picture with these people dressed in street clothes. The funny thing is... The New Day picture, I'm dressed in street clothes for once.
And New Day's dressed up as the Black Panther character.
Yeah, I was like, come on. Well, it fits with them. So
Kofi was T'Challa, Xavier Woods was Killmonger, and Boogie. Biggie was, what's his name, Mubaka.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to see them all dressed. I think, because we were asking her, what do you think? Do you think they'll be in street clothes? Do you think they'll be in their wrestling clothes?
I was
clothes?
Expecting their sweats and like Bootios t-shirts. No.
I was expecting their jumpsuits, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's crushed velvet or velour. I don't think it's sweats.
It's hard to tell on TV sometimes.
Yes. But yeah, I was expecting that. And then we walked through the curtain and they're dressed up as comic book characters for a comic book.
Yeah, they're cosplaying. Awesome. I'm like, come on. Well, it's
my Thor cosplay would have been awesome for that.
Yeah, that would have worked out just fine. I don't have a Marvel cosplay yet, so I don't know what to get. Because like everybody else, like all the other characters are taken.
You'd be Scourge. You wouldn't even have to shave.
Just paint some thunderbolts on my head.
Yeah.
Oh, that
armor. And you carry around an axe.
I don't know if I can get that through weapons check.
No, it's bone you can.
Yeah. Oh, that would suck. That would really suck. You imagine how annoying it is to walk around with your shoulder pads and freaking cape, and then imagine that in the form of an axe bigger than me.
It doesn't have to be that big. Or you just get two AKs.
Oh yeah, because that's gonna get through.
I'd get Troy.
I'd get tackled so quick. Jason David Frank would be there. I got to meet Austin St. John, the original Red Ranger.
The Red Ranger, who I saw save someone's life once when he was a paramedic in D.C.
He had his badge with him.
Did he?
Which was random, but I guess that was just in case.
It was kind of funny. Anthony asked me, did you ask him? I was like, did you ask him if that was him? I was like, no, because I don't want to know the truth. I'm 90% sure it was him, and I'm going to say it was him. I don't need to be told otherwise.
I wish I had a chance to go back and talk to him a little bit on Sunday. Because I told you how my one friend said, oh, Austin used to... The bar that she used to bartend at. I was like, oh,
I don't know if I should have said drink, because that makes him sound like an alcoholic.
Well, I mean...
He was a regular.
I mean, we were regulars, yeah. Too, so... Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, I don't know the context of the drinking.
But outside of AwesomeCon, I got the Google Pixel Buds.
That's a cool little case that comes.
Yeah. Little charging case. I think the case holds like a 24-hour charge.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so these are pretty awesome. I've tried them out. The Google Translate feature in them is fantastic. And then like I've got to memorize all the things. So if you like touch the earbud once, it brings up the Google Assistant. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, you have to let me know how well those work, because I've heard
they only
good things, and I've heard like.
Well, the thing is, like, if you have a Pixel phone, they get rave reviews.
Oh.
If you have other Androids. They don't work as
well. I didn't know that.
And I don't think they work at all with Apple.
Oh, no. I didn't think they would.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had heard some mixed reviews, and I thought that was really weird, but so they're made specifically for Pixel. So if you have, like, a Samsung Galaxy, it's not going to work that great.
No, I think you can still use like the Bluetooth headphones.
Kind of like with like the
AirPods. I don't think all the other cool special things you can use.
So it's a lot like a
Because I think Google is kind of like taking a page out of Apple where they're building their own ecosystem.
Google is and Samsung is, definitely. But of course, they also outsource parts to Apple. Or no, no, Apple outsources parts from Samsung. Which caused that whole lawsuit.
Yeah.
All those years back.
But, so Google did the opposite of Apple. They started with the software and then built the hardware later on.
Mm-hmm.
Where Apple started with the hardware and came up with the software because they like their own ecosystem.
Yeah.
Which I've learned a lot about Apple over the last week because I got the Steve Jobs book. Really good book. I definitely recommend it, whether you read it or get the audiobook. Fantastic book.
Like, I still have to listen to my copy.
As many of you people know, I'm not a big Apple fan. I don't like them, but I respect them. And I feel the same way about Steve Jobs. Like, he's a bastard. Like, he had good qualities, but he was also an asshole, man. If I worked for Apple, I probably would have punched him out. Because he was not nice. Like, if he didn't like something, like, if you designed something and presented it to him,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't say, ah, no. He wouldn't, like, be, like, let you down easily. Like, that shit. The fuck is this? Like, those are exact quotes. So, like, I'm not even, like, mm-hmm. paraphrasing. He would say those exact things to his designers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, it's just kind of like, there was no, like, middle ground Steve Jobs. Either he loved it or you were a fucking idiot. Those were, like, the two modes of Steve Jobs. Which is why I probably would have punched him out, because you've got to think, as like a designer, you're working hours and hours and hours on that project, and then you show it to your CEO, you're all proud of it, that's shit.
Yeah, I would have hated working for him, but the one caveat I would have, I don't want to say liked, because that's not the right word, the one thing that I probably would have respected is I would have always known where I stood.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really do respect.
That's another thing I respect about Steve Jobs, is there was no beating around the bush with Steve Jobs. If he didn't like you, he didn't like you.
Yeah.
And also, but one thing I found more fascinating about than the Apple stuff was all the Pixar stuff. Like, I knew he didn't start Pixar. Basically, he bought the computer animation division from ILM.
Oh.
From LucasArts. Okay. And that became
Pixar. And then he just...
Because Lasseter and... I can't think of the other guy's name right now. Lasseter and the other co-founder of Pixar, because it wasn't called Pixar then, it was just part of Lucasfilms. They basically started that division within Lucasfilms. And then Lucas wanted to get rid of it because he didn't really he didn't care about animation. He was worried about movies, things like that. So he's just like... I find that
ironic when I think back to the prequel trilogy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of CG.
Well, no. When I say animation, I mean
animation. But, yeah, animation. I get that, yeah.
So he just wanted to unload it, and Jobs was kind of looking for something to do, because this was after he'd been ousted from Apple. His next computer system was kind of floundering and losing money.
Mm.
And he's like, I'll buy this. Because he really was intrigued by, like, Lasseter's work.
Well, if I remember the things that I've heard correctly... he was always really intrigued by, like, the, creative types.
Yeah. And, yeah, he really loved creative types, which explains, like, the aesthetic of Apple products under Jobs.
Yeah, and also, like, the way things worked. And if you ever really heard him talk, like, because I've heard, not a keynote, he spoke,
talking about the Stanford graduate.
Yeah, He was talking about that. He was talking about, you know, what really inspired him to create the Apple computers and the way that they worked and everything. So you could tell he really was intrigued by the creative types, and he really wanted to make things geared toward that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a really good book. I really enjoyed it. Like I said, respect, but don't particularly like Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. Though, I will say, the way the writer did it at the end of the book, when it's, like, talking about the end of his life, you start to feel bad. You're just like, man. Because it's kind of like Steve Jobs was this person, again, not an Apple person, but he would always push things forward. Apple's not always on the cutting edge of technology, but they seem to be on the cutting edge of design.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of, like, Apple will do something, like, design-wise, and then a lot of people will copy the way that design is.
Yeah. I mean, they still kind of do that now. I mean, you see all these headphone jacks disappearing, which is annoying.
Well, they weren't the first to do that anyways.
They definitely weren't. That's something I knew. But it's not something I would say because honestly, I don't want to get sucked into a discussion.
Honestly, I think the real reason behind the headphone jack disappearance is to push the sales of higher-end Bluetooth headsets.
I believe
that. Because look at that. The headphone jack disappears on the iPhone. Mm-hmm. AirPods come out.
Yeah.
The 3.5mm jack disappears on the Pixel. The Google Ear, the Pixel Buds come out.
I mean, that's probably a factor. It's more than likely a factor. I do believe them when they say they wanted more room. But
well, that's part of the factor, but I think the pushing factor is cost saving and profit
margin. But I will say this, because I did compare them when I got my iPhone 7. Audio coming out of my Lightning jack sounds so much better. Like, those wired earbuds that come with my iPhone 7, they were a lot better. And I tried, I had them side by side, because I still had my 6 at the time, too. And I grabbed the newest headphones that I had on the jack.
I don't know if that's so much coming out of the Lightning jack, per se, because I think, and I got to remember back to the Apple presentation, I think they upped the audio quality in the...
Because
I know they put the dual speakers on the phone. So I think they upped the audio quality just in general for the iPhone.
They probably did.
So...
I was actually trying to use the Lightning earbuds on my old iPhone 6. Wouldn't work. It was really weird to me. I was like, this phone does not support this. I'm like, oh.
That's strange.
That was strange, but also it was... I don't remember if it was on the current software at the time, so that might have been part of the problem.
Gotcha.
So I don't know. I can't test it now because I gave that phone to my brother. So. No.
But no, because like my Dell laptop right here, I mean that's kind of like the MacBook design right there. Just
the... Yep. Oh yeah, you can definitely see the aesthetics that were inspired.
But it's kind of funny, like the one thing that sums up Apple to me perfectly is an old Penny Arcade cartoon where, because they've got this one character in Penny Arcade who's just a super Apple fanboy. Let's call him Quiche. And this was when the iPod first came out. So that tells you how old this cartoon was.
Jeez.
And he's just like bugging Gabe about getting an iPod. And Gabe's like, he's got his Discman. And he's like, yeah, but my iPod, I keep on saying iPad, my iPod doesn't skip. And Gabe yells at him, neither does my disc, man, because it's padded by $350. Which always made me laugh. And to me, that always kind of summed up Apple to me. Mm. It's the technology isn't always better, but it's higher priced.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that's part of the closed ecosystem because, and it's explained in the Steve Jobs book, Jobs, early in Apple, they tried to price things that consumers could afford them. Like, even though the first Apple II computer was really expensive, that was cheap for the day for a personal computer.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple tried to do that early on, and then Jobs got away from that. He was like, Jobs was basically like, I want this, 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 and this in my next computer. And he didn't care about the price. Like, he would butt heads with early CEOs.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't the original CEO. He was just the founder. Because the board was like, there's no way this asshole can run the company.
Yeah.
He would butt heads because they would want to set a price point. And he's like, no, if you set that price point, you're restricting what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's part of the reason why Apple's always been more expensive. Because... And another thing, Jobs, he learned this from his dad, who was like a carpenter, built cars, that even the pieces you can't see in a product need to be perfect also.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that also kind of drives up the price of a lot of Apple stuff because...
Well, yeah, he liked a lot of the high-quality materials. That's why the MacBook Pros are all aluminum.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you go into... And we found out that the Apple store by us in Tyson's Corner was the first Apple store. Like the floor,
blew my mind.
The floors there are like this granite that like only 3% of the granite mine can actually be used because it's this Italian granite or stone or whatever.
Mm.
And it's Jobs, just he had this eye for design and things like that. So he wanted to use the best material, even if that material was completely and utterly useless to the product. He liked it, so he would use it, which would also drive up the price. Which, as both of us are artists, as that, I get that. But me, as a practical person, I'd be like, we're cutting into our profits and we're driving up the price.
Yeah.
For something that's useless. Because me, I'm a very conservative person when it comes to that. It's like, everything in anything I create and I build a lot of shit,
mm-hmm.
it's all gonna have a function. It's all gonna have a use.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to waste money on materials just because they look good, but if they don't contribute to the product.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's where Jobs and I are a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because I would not push for those higher materials if they didn't protect my product more, if they didn't make my product more efficient, if they didn't give any benefit to the product other than, oh, this looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would make a special edition one
mm-hmm.
with that material, but my...
Like those fucking ceramic Apple Watches. Boop. That shit's insane to me.
Yeah, so I mean... That's something that's one thing that drove me insane when I was listening to the books. I got the audiobook because I got it free from Google. Well, they didn't give me that particular book. They said I could get an audiobook for free. So
and that was one of the options.
I chose that one.
Yeah.
Which
I remember you would tell me, like, I might have to get this audiobook because I've heard it
a lot. Yeah, when I was slugging into work, I'd hear bits and pieces of it.
And that's actually what really prompted me to get it when I was still... a subscriber to Audible.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of books that I need to actually just listen to. But though the funny thing is, I've been thinking about listening to World War Z again for some reason.
Yeah, I Audible's offered me 2 free books for a 30-day trial, so I'm just trying to figure out what 2 books I want, and then I'm gonna probably get it.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I liked Audible for what it was. It was a little expensive, but when you're in a mood to listen to audiobooks, it's fantastic. So, I mean, that's how I got World War Z.
Yeah.
And I loved that. I got The Martian that way, I believe. And
yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And then I listened to 1984. Talk about a fucking bummer. I just didn't know. It just felt like a book that I hadn't read that I probably should have, being a fan of science fiction to a certain degree.
As I'm listening to you, I see on my peripheral my Voltron toys. I'm like, God, I'm a fucking child.
Well, now you know how I feel.
But definitely read more. That's what you can come from that conversation.
Or listen if you don't have the time to read.
Yeah.
You can.
Because I did dig, because I was always iffy on audiobooks, because I remember back in school, when we'd have to do like class reading,
mm-hmm.
like someone would read one page, someone else, I would always drift off when other people were reading.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read on my own, you know, I comprehend it a lot better. So I was wondering how that would work. I was like, free book, I'll try it. So the way I think with me with audiobooks,
mm-hmm.
I think I will get like biographies and historical books
mm-hmm.
that way. Because I really don't think that I'll be able to follow like a fictional book.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely like, listening to like something that's like a biography, I can probably
do. I mean, I after doing Audible, I discovered that I wasn't really the biggest, you know, fan of reading in school. I would read comic books, kind of. I was more of a visual guy, but at the same time, you know, once I started listening to podcasts and listening to I switched to audiobooks. I just felt like I was able to absorb the information better listening to it.
Yeah, I will say this. There's something soothing about working out and listening to an audiobook. I can't run as an audiobook. I need music when I run.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was lifting weights and listening to the audiobook, it was actually, I don't know, it was calming.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it. And I was like, oh.
On the bench press. This motherfucker jumps!
He jumps! But... just a definitely interesting book. And that was actually, I should have waited until, what are we reading? What are we going to read?
Oops.
So that's what I was reading. Oh, well. But yeah, we got to wind this down. So how about we go to, what are we reading? What are we going to read? Which also falls under watch. Tomorrow we're going to see Ready Player One.
Or at least we're going to try to. We tried today.
Well, today we got busy doing work.
Yeah, it just got away, yeah.
But the way I see it tomorrow is we will hit the gym really early,
mm-hmm.
knock out the first coat of painting,
mm-hmm.
go see Ready Player One,
mm-hmm.
knock out the second coat of painting, watch WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. And maybe if we have time before WrestleMania, quick recap of Ready Player One. So that's what we're going to read or going to watch. I got a bunch of books that I was reading Telltale by Chuck Palahniuk, and I love Chuck Palahniuk. That book sucks. God, it's so boring. Like, it's... Nah, it's just boring. I can't even try to salvage it. I got, like, halfway through, and I'm like...
And then you gave up?
I gave up. I'm done. It's just going to go next to my other Chuck Palahniuk books on my bookshelf.
Mm.
I'm like, man. It always sucks, like, when you get a book from one of your favorite authors, and it doesn't grab you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever. I got Girl with the Dragon Tattoo I need to read. And also, one of the Audible books I might get is a biography on my favorite president, Teddy Roosevelt.
He speaks softly, but carries a big stick.
And stick. So, what about you, Mason? Anything you reading, gonna read?
Like I said, I was thinking about popping on, not Ready Player One, World War Z again. If I do start listening to my audiobooks again, there was one book that I hadn't finished that actually was pretty interesting to me called Dark Matter. I can't remember who it's by off the top of my head. I can't look at it because we're recording with my phone.
Why?
I also have Brave New World, which that one I had to stop because it was a little, like, the beginning was a lot like 1984. And I was like, I can't listen to these books back to back. It was, because, I mean, it was essentially the same kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And then I have Jobs. Which I do Jobs.
That should be your next one. In fact, that is your next one. I'm demanding it.
Because you want someone to talk to about it?
Well, no.
That's not quiche.
You know most of the stuff anyways.
Yeah.
From your knowledge on Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's just really good. I think you would really dig it.
Okay.
So, I think on that note, we're going to end the podcast. Same bat time, same bat channel next week. And like I said, we're going to try to do a Ready Player One podcast. No promises. It all depends on how much gets away from us. But we are getting up ass early for the gym tomorrow. I want to get that done. I want to get the painting done before WrestleMania.
Okay.
Because that basement's going to look nice when I'm done. And not the basement we film in, the game room basement part that you guys only see when we do special filming down there.
Yes.
So, night, Tokyo.
Do.